This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
This podcast is powered by the pros at Pascal Air Plumbing and Electric. Arkansas owned. Arkansas operated. GoPascal.com.
This is the Ruskin and Sack Podcast, brought to you by United Roofing and Waterproofing.
Sit and listen quietly.
Do whatever you got to do.
Sit and listen noisily on the McLarney Daniel Hotline. Here's someone trying to blame us for something here.
What?
Listen to this text on the McLarney Daniel Hotline. Out of the 870, because of course. Now, what was it you guys were saying about the Razorbacks baseball on Friday?
Same thing you were saying. Shut up.
No. I want to acknowledge this. Here's what we said. We said the only way to win this is to piece together two wins and win the Hagen-Smith game. They didn't do it.
Any of it.
They didn't do any of that. They pieced together the first game, but not the next two. So what did we do wrong? We told you the blueprint. They didn't follow the blueprint. This is our fault now? Really?
Yes.
Look, what do we do?
People around here swinging. They're upset. And they're just swinging. It's fine.
I'm glad we're here because I want to discuss the. I've done some research, and again, I prepared a PowerPoint for all of you because I wanted to get to, because I knew something told me that this whole Dave should retire talking point was completely fugazi. It was totally made up. It was a straw man.
What was your first clue?
Because
it's the dumbest argument we've heard in months.
Yes, and being the fact finder, the dirt digger that I am, I had to find the root of this, and I did. I found three tweets or X's or whatever they call these things, and I'd like you to know the amount of followers that these three people who started this entire firestorm on the internet that caused, you know, TV people are responding, people who work for their propaganda arm are responding. Let me tell you who they're responding to. The first tweet I saw, there was no profile picture, and the guy had 62 followers. Probably a troll in Russia. May not even be a citizen of this state or this country, for all we know. Because the way it was written was like it was written by like a bot of some kind.
What was the tweet?
Let me find it here. I'm glad you brought that up.
I'm just curious.
It's all in the dossier, okay. But I will be happy to look this up again for you here, and on to the stuff. Okay, so here we go. The top tweets that were coming up on this particular situation were about Dave Van Horn, but it was like Dave should retire or something like that. All on and on and on. Okay. 62 followers this person. Okay.
Okay.
62. The next tweet that I saw earlier today, guy had like 100 and something followers. Let's cut to the chase here. All right. You know who didn't say this? Credible baseball people, Mike Rooney, Chris Burke, these people who actually know what they're talking about. Aaron Fitt, Kendall Rogers. None of them said, hey, it's time for Dave to hang it up. Okay. Nobody in the, in the media, that covers all sports, not just college baseball. Nobody around here was saying it. Wally wasn't saying it. We weren't saying it. Nobody was saying it. So what happened is in the fog of war after a loss, a couple of people who are just people. They have no influence. They have no, clearly they have influence, but they have no standing in the conversation. They hijacked the conversation and made it about, well, it's time for Dave to retire. When nobody with any credibility was saying this. And yet the people around here who are just, I'm not smart. I've figured this out. The people that are so smarter than me have not figured out how this stuff works. And they continue to engage with people who don't have any credibility. You're elevating imbeciles. Why would you continue to do this? I don't understand. But this is what happened here. So the root of all of this, whole conversation with parents getting involved and other people and propaganda people and on and on and on. It all started from a couple of people just screwing around who don't, nobody important said this, is my point.
No, and it doesn't, nobody important would. Not in the local media because they'll get blasted and no access. So no, they're not going to say anything. It usually starts on one of the social media platforms or on a message board somewhere. Then everybody piles on and everybody argues back and forth. If your argument is Dave Van Horn should be let go, you're an idiot. You don't understand how college athletics work. You don't understand how life works. You don't fire somebody who's successful just because.
Right.
If there's a reason, yes. Fire with cause or, maybe mutually part ways, whatever. It's not the case here. And it's everybody after a loss, because they are unwilling to do a bunch of research on this, starts grasping at straws. And this was the lowest hanging one. Get rid of Van Horn. That it deflects the conversation from this team failed. There's no other word for it. They failed. The expectations were higher than getting bounced in the regional. They went 1-2 at home. Yes, there are mitigating factors. There are things that you can point to. But what happens when they lose? What happens every time they lose around here? Parents get involved, and you get this little spat going back and forth for 7 days, and then it goes away.
Well, in this particular instance, I think it was important to find, where did this come from? And where it came from was nowhere of any importance.
It's the same place it always comes
so
from. Some hack on a message board.
But then why do the people elevate this?
I just told you. Because there's nothing, they're not unwilling to do the research to figure it out. Guys like Hutch will dig deep and figure out, okay, this is probably why they failed. Here's a list of reasons why they failed. It's easier just to argue back and forth on a message board. You type it up. You hit send, you walk away for 5 minutes, you come back, you read all the comments, you fire again. Nobody's listening to it. They're simply, they see it, they respond to it, give their take, and they move on. These are morons arguing with morons. They're not getting rid of Dave Van Horn. I don't care what your reasoning is. Dave Van Horn will leave that job on his own terms whenever he deems it necessary. That's it.
Yeah,
the whole thing gets so tiresome because we do it every single time, and it goes back. I mean, you can trace it all the way back to the late '80s with Ken Hatfield. Ken was winning a bunch, but people were tired. They wanted to change, and how'd that work out for a decade? Not great.
No,
Houston comes in here, wins a bunch, got tired of that. Dave is fine.
I'm being told it's my fault.
Oh, okay.
Yes. Because I didn't give a pep talk to the team.
I think that's a company issue.
Well, okay. Well, here's the thing about that. Like, isn't that like on the coaches to like motivate the team and not some idiot on a radio show? Like, isn't that their job? It's not my job. I'm not being paid by them. I'm not giving them. I'm not motivating them for free again. Are you crazy with having all that?
They had their cute
getting
little,
what is that called?
They had
getting doxed. Yeah, the hell
they
with
had
that.
Their
no.
cute little t-shirts down in Hoover that didn't work. Yeah. I mean, if you need a rallying point late in the season, you got a problem. I mean, you got a big time problem.
All right. If you need a rallying point, via a it's a long and grueling season, and baseball, there's a lot of failure that goes on. But if you're having to distract yourself from the goal of Omaha, maybe you weren't built for the run to begin with. I mean, that's
this team was flawed.
No, I know that, but I just from
we
a
just
mental
didn't know about it.
Like if you can't put all of your energy and focus into picturing a world where you're standing on that stage, you're never going to get on that stage. Like it has to be all about that. And you can't take these little mental breaks to go make cute t-shirts or whatever. Like you got to be in. And, that's how visualization, sports psychology, all that stuff, that's how that works. You have to see yourself being successful and then spend every waking minute focusing on that to make it happen. That's what you have to do.
How many teams made the tournament?
64.
64. How many are still left?
16.
Okay, my math suggests there are how many left? Or how many went home? 24? Is that right? Whatever.
No,
it is.
No.
Whatever.
48.
48 went home. 48 fan bases are having the exact same argument today, whether on a grand scale or a small scale, they're all having the same argument. We talked ourselves into in March, April, and May that this team was an Omaha contender. We put the blinders on. We failed to see that this team had flaws. They had some warts. And Dave couldn't overcome it. He and the staff couldn't overcome it.
Maybe it's time to not try and write the story on the season when we've only seen 20-some-odd games.
Yeah, but what fun is that?
Well, I mean, it's you don't get hurt again. you don't get hurt when you are like, I'm going to wait till June and reserve judgment. I don't know. What we've been doing doesn't work. As far as fans getting hopes up and then being let down,
you know
it doesn't work.
You know how this goes. And we saw it out at Baum over the weekend. I mean, people thought it was – I mean, we were – I'm not saying we're guilty because it wasn't our tweet, but, I mean, D1 Baseball said it was the fourth softest regional. We were like, this is a formality.
Yeah.
Everybody went in there, puffed your chest out. We got guys on the internet ranting at fans, and you got your head handed to you. And
where'd
is,
that guy go?
Yeah. But here's the thing. Is it like I'm certain that his Dave Van Horn, his staff, that team was pretty insulated from a lot of the garbage that was going on around them for most of this thing. But they did feel the pressure. This team just wasn't up to it. Okay, all right. You know, it happens. Only one team's going to walk away a national champion this year. Yes, not getting to Omaha is disappointing. Not getting to the Supers is really disappointing. Mm-hmm. I do think that some of it is just, it's compounded anger from football, which was miserable. Basketball was a huge letdown. And then baseball was the thing you had to cling to. And they were number one for, 5 weeks? And then, you know, you crash and burn in the regionals. So, yeah, people were probably upset because they thought this was the one. This was the one thing that they could hold on to.
It's Zach from the Ruskin and Zach Show. You've probably heard us talking in the afternoons about United Roofing and Waterproofing. Joey Viviano has always excelled on the residential side and also offers the same great service commercially. So if you're a business owner in Arkansas sick of striking out with other companies, call Joey. Consultations are always free and you can schedule them online at unitedrw.com. Fall in love with your roof like our starting pitching rotation. Call Joey at 479-312-7369. 312-7369.
BetOnline is your number one source for the NBA Finals and Stanley Cup playoffs this season. Every stat, every matchup, and even live odds and spreads while the games are being played. And when the game's over, head on over to the online casino and get in on a game of blackjack or poker, or unwind with one of their over 150 slot games. Head to the website today to get in on the action. Use the promo code BLEAV for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, the game starts here.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
I checked in on Bubba Carpenter today, see how Bubba was doing, because he was battling the hiccups.
Oh, terrible.
Bubba, as of 2 o'clock this afternoon, still has the hiccups.
Oh, boy. That's
and I'm quoting
sad.
Bubba here. His doctor tells them it could last a week, and his wife right now hates him.
Okay.
All right. So, he is, I gave him the peanut butter thing. He says he's eating a gallon of peanut butter.
Okay.
So, I said, look, desperate times call for desperate measures. It's time to do a headstand in the corner.
Oh, yep.
And he said he would look into that.
Okay. All right.
Also, need an edge update.
Oh, yes. All right.
As of last week, it was 792.
Okay. It's like one of those tote board reveals. Are we ready in there for the, can I play? Okay. All right. You ready for the edge update?
Ready.
The drive for 5,000.
Timpani.
793.
Uh-oh. Hey, we got one. Who are you? Identify.
793.
Who's the person? All right.
I am not on pace, guy, but at this pace, I don't know. I don't know when we will achieve these 5,000 members they're looking for.
Yeah.
You know, it's interesting. Unlike social media, you can't buy followers. With this edge thing, no. They got to be legit. So it's been a difficult go.
Well, anyway, your Ruskin and Zach X polls brought to you by DQ.
Have you ever successfully plugged something into an outlet on the first try?
No, hell no, hell no.
Always have to turn it over.
And it's, yeah,
now
it's really annoying, especially USB stuff.
Oh yeah, that too.
We got a question earlier. Have you ever plugged in something successfully behind a couch on the first try?
Oh my god,
it's impossible.
Plug something into the TV while the TV is on the wall.
Oh, impossible.
That's the worst.
Oh, yeah, well, some of us, you know, we still have our TVs on the ground. You know, we're not living the life that
you are. I had to plug my Amazon Fire Stick into my TV after it was already on the wall.
Ugh. Kenny.
It took me 10 minutes. It
Kenny,
was horrible.
Let us down.
Yeah.
84% of people did not appreciate the joke, and they said yes.
They never appreciate the joke, DQ.
Never.
Have you ever served on a jury? 17% of people said yes, they have.
The rural juror.
I've been called three times. Served once. Still haven't gotten paid. Thanks, Washington County.
I have not served on a jury.
That was 2007.
Wow, look at you.
That was a while ago. I guess I'm due. No, you know what I did? I got paperwork. I was supposed to be on a federal jury.
Ooh.
But COVID canceled it.
Oh.
Like, I was excited.
Oh, I remember that.
Remember that? Yeah, yes. Like, I could have been, like, you know, sitting in the box for some, you know, drug kingpin.
Yeah.
Like, and it wasn't.
El Chapo.
It wasn't here. it wasn't here. It was in Little Rock.
Oh, you were going to the big town.
I was going to the big town.
You were going to be sequestered.
That's correct.
Oh,
I was going to the Rock.
Look at that.
So, I was actually kind of disappointed.
So they pay for your hotel and all that stuff?
They tell you that.
Yeah. Oh,
You were going to throw up in another Best
you
Western
have to
bathtub.
Return
Two
their,
things I don't trust. When the government says, you know what, we'll pay you back, and expense reports. These I do not trust.
And our last one, do you hold your breath when you drive through a tunnel? 68% of people said that no, they do not.
If we want to start thinning the herd a little, we can do this here with that group. We can just start there.
The tunnel people?
Yeah, the tunnel people.
I hold my breath.
Except you. I need you. Mm. Abner has a better question. Have you ever appeared in front of a jury?
No.
I've never testified. I've observed part of a, I don't know if it was a trial. It's one of those deals where, like there was a week of school where you could go out and like do stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So one day I was like, you know what? I'd be interested in the court thing. So they took us to the courthouse one day and we watched whatever was going on. It wasn't some big trial. I don't know what it was.
Wes in Springdale says, I don't think I want Zach in my jury. Oh, no, you do not. Nope. You are guilty. We're here. So you did something.
Zach is 12 angry men rolled into one.
That is correct.
He's one angry man.
And I wouldn't want to be the foreman. And here's the thing. If I've got 11 yeses, I'm going to be the no. And you're not changing mine.
Horrible.
You're going to hang it up.
Why?
Hang it up.
Then you'll declare. But then you declare a mistrial.
No, waste more of our money. Thank you.
Because you've got at least 2 days of deliberations, which means those are 2 days I don't have to come to work.
Yeah.
So I'm willing to sit there and go, nope, not changing my mind. No, get me more evidence. Or if I've got 12 no's, I'm going to be the yes. Or 11 no's, I'll be the yes. And I'd also wouldn't mind being the alternate just so I could pump false information into the jury room.
No, good. That's right.
Do the alternates go into the jury room?
Yep.
Or deliberate with them?
No, they can't deliberate. But
they can't speak.
They have to sit there.
Is someone in charge of watching the jury when they deliberate?
No.
Is that against the rules?
The foreman is supposed to be the adult in the room.
Okay.
Which is why it could never be you.
Well, yeah, it could never be me.
That's juror number one?
Yes.
Okay.
That's the one that they ask. Have you reached a verdict? We have your
okay.
Honor.
The best part is when the bailiff or whomever comes in, the man or woman in the official garb comes in and puts the evidence on the table.
Oh.
And you're just looking at it. And this is like every jury trial show I've ever seen. And we just start going through it.
Yeah.
Wes says, I'll just throw the book at them. Yes, absolutely. Yeah. Now here in Benton County, they put the alternates in a separate room. That's a Benton County thing. That sounds very Benton County to me.
We're proper in Benton County.
Washington County.
They have room for that in Benton County.
Now we have caps and sleeves in this level. Yeah. All right.
It's never good when the defense attorney gets up and goes, he did it. But it's like, you're done.
They can't prove he did it.
And that's the thing is you got to prove he did it. I don't work that way.
No.
I've made up in my mind.
Someone saying they did it is enough for you. Yeah, you don't need evidence.
Okay. Yeah, pretty much.
So, if you committed a crime.
Yep.
Oh, boy.
Define
like
crime.
Not murder.
Petty larceny.
I don't want to say murder, but a crime where you definitely would do some prison time.
Okay. You ripped off a corporation like Richard Pryor in Superman 3.
White collar crime.
And you hire a lawyer.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Do you tell the lawyer that you did the crime so they know how to defend, or do you just say, or do you just say no, I didn't do it, knowing very well that you did do it?
That's privileged.
Ooh,
so does the lawyer know that you're guilty, and so they just have to convince people that you're not?
Is I would ask any of the 14 lawyers that we have that listen to this show and text in, but they're all settlers. These are ambulance chasers. Yeah. These are not real lawyers. Jackie
Mock's gone to trial.
Yeah. Well, Jackie doesn't listen. Like, she's smarter than
if you
that.
Commit a bad crime, and your lawyer knows,
now,
right?
The settler has texted in. He's the second attorney. He says, tell your lawyer everything.
Even bad stuff?
Mm. Mm. Even the stuff you're not charged with? I guess so, because he can't tell anybody.
Okay.
Unless they put ice picks under his fingernails. Mm. Can we still do that?
Not in this country, no. All right. Well, not yet, anyway. Okay. I mean, that's coming, but
second
soon.
Attorney says tell your lawyer everything.
Okay. Right. Everything. They're okay.
All caps.
Yeah.
On the McLarty Daniel hotline.
Now, he's never actually been to court. but that's what he's saying.
They can't tell unless someone is in danger.
Okay.
No, so see. If the crime has already been committed.
No one is in immediate danger.
Interesting.
They're dead.
I'm not going to commit a crime.
Now,
I'm just wondering.
Here's JT who says he knows a defense lawyer who said he tells the client not to tell him anything.
Well, it seems like there is a discrepancy here amongst the counselors on how to handle this. So, how about that?
Ah, texter at the 870. My civics teacher always told us you tell your lawyer everything and they will lie for you.
Okay. So, the poll question tomorrow is easy. If you commit a crime, would you tell your defense attorney everything?
Yeah. Deke, you write
that one down. Leave some things out. Also, I want to know if people like gel caps or regular old pills.
Okay.
That's another thing.
That's
I'm
a good one.
I'm very curious about that. See, we're going to get through this summer together, making up these poll questions while Zach takes a sabbatical.
I'm not taking
a sabbatical. I like the polls. I'll keep doing them.
Okay.
All right.
You're hired. Jamie in Fayetteville says, everything? Okay. It all started in first grade when I threw fake puke over the balcony.
Maybe not that far back.
Gilligan calling second attorney Daniel Caffey. That's a Hugan Men joke.
Daniel,
you know,
Caffey.
He doesn't get enough love in the fictitious lawyer realm. Daniel Caffey. Yeah, he doesn't get enough love.
Well, because the guy who was on the stand had the
Colonel
line.
Jessup,
had the line.
I know, but he won.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'm comfortable. Look, I have enough trouble telling my therapist everything. I don't know if I'm telling the lawyer everything.
That's a privilege too.
Yeah.
Boy, unless someone's in danger.
I'll tell you what, if those two ever got together and had dinner, good Lord.
Oh, I bet they.
I'd be cooked.
They get together,
but you know they
throw the
talk,
priest in there. Huh, I don't stand.
But
a
you
chance.
Know they do talk about you.
Oh yeah,
they tell stories.
Yeah,
they just don't.
They just
say
they leave
your
name out. Yeah. That's worth.
Graham
that's
says apparently you can still testify against your client. I've heard. Bob and Branson, tell your attorney everything and your spouse 25%.
Oh boy, oh Bob.
Oh, Bob.
You know what? I don't disagree with him on that.
Okay.
DQ, when you were going to you were going to go bankrupt the UA parking and transit, would you have told your attorney everything?
Well, the problem is I did commit the crime.
It's
just the crime
asked,
that I was committing was stupid.
They couldn't prove it, though, right?
No, they totally could.
Oh, well, then you're screwed.
The problem, it would have had to be taken up to the higher ups because what I needed was reform.
You were going for reform.
I needed reform.
You wanted parking reform?
I needed reform in the rule. I committed the crime, but the crime was dumb.
We were going for reform. I'm sorry. Reform.
You know they don't like people thinking outside the box up there. Come on.
Oh, my God.
Well,
reform.
I want justice. I want to reform the parking.
Change the system from the inside out.
Yeah.
Oh, here we go. We got a bailiff who listens.
Oh my God. Our first bailiff.
Well, I know what his name's going to be. That's Rusty, right?
Rusty.
All right, Rusty the bailiff. He says, bailiff here, we separate the alternates. They have to sit in a room all alone. Kind of sucks for them. Now, which county?
Yeah.
He's got an 870 number.
I don't know.
Oh, I'm excited about this. We got a bailiff in the audience. I didn't have that on my bingo card. We got the whole judicial system on lockdown.
We got attorneys,
we got lawyers,
judges, bailiffs.
Oh, criminals.
Criminals.
We got all sides.
The whole thing.
We need a stenographer when we set to go.
Yeah. With the
court
little,
reporter.
With the little mask thing.
That's right. Yes. It's great.
Now here's Dustin quoting St. Augustine, an unjust law is no law at all. DQ, put that in your papers.
This is an underrated theme.
It's good.
It slaps.
Boom.
Boom, 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 boom.
Abner pointing out that DQ is not bad at parking. She's a freedom fighter.
That's That's right.
Oh, good Lord.
Now, do we call the bailiff, do we call him Rusty or Bull?
Bull!
Okay.
Or Roz. Is it a man or a woman?
It doesn't say.
Okay. Roz or Selma. Remember Selma?
Yeah.
Early on Night
I like
Court?
Bull. I like Bull.
Oh, okay. R.I.P. Richard Mull, by the way.
I like Bull.
Okay, Bull so Shannon.
We're going to go Bull Shannon.
Yeah. What was his first name? Like Illihuer or something?
I don't know.
He had a funny name. Oh, Aristotle Nostradamus Shannon. That was his full name.
No way.
Yeah, it was.
Wow.
It's right here on the internet. It's got to be true.
JT says, are you a criminal if you weren't caught? It's another good poll question.
Did a tree fall and did anybody hear it?
We got all your poll questions.
Is it bad that all the poll questions tomorrow are crime related?
It's summertime. Wait,
it's Crime Wednesday.
That's
crime
right.
Wednesday.
Right, Crime Wednesday.
DQ,
it's like Law and Order night.
Bob willing to step up for you. He says your parking civil liberties were infringed upon.
I think that that's an idea. Law and Order, the jury. They never show the jury on these shows.
Nope.
Just do a whole hour showing the jury.
Justin wants to know, DQ, are you for open parking borders?
Oh.
Oh, gosh.
Third rail. Contact. All right. There it is. Well, that was exciting. That was good. Us a bailiff now.
Now you got multiple tickets, right?
Yeah.
Are these
not as much as my sister gets?
Oh, wow.
She's been there for 1 year. I think she's received like 5 parking tickets.
A new development has occurred.
DQ, are parking tickets your adult check marks?
Yes.
Okay.
Wow.
Hmm.
Okay.
The bailiff, he does not like Bull Shannon. He says he simply wants to be the bailiff.
Okay.
Sir, your wish is my command.
Can we get him to say all rise?
Oh, God. That
Criminal
great.
Court B is now in session.
Hey,
the Honorable Harry T. Stone.
Hey, the bailiff, do you get to do that? Would it be cool? Like
all rise.
What if you did it with a megaphone?
All rise.
See, now that.
Criminal Court Part D is now in session. The Honorable Harold T. Stone presiding. We need Dan Fielding on here. You know, Larroquette's still alive. We can get him. He's like the only one left. Well, Roz is still alive.
Now, DQ, BE brings up a good point. You said Kenna has received 5 parking tickets. Were you driving the car at the time?
No.
Oh, boy. There it
is. She committed these.
Have we ever resolved that? Did you pay your father for the fine?
No.
Did she?
Wow.
No.
What a shame. Shameful.
Awful. Why do you do this to your poor father?
Nobody helped that poor man.
He's okay.
Do you think now? I know you're going to the Uper soon. Do you think this summer on the ride up that these topics will come up?
Well, I'm not going to be driving with them.
Smart move.
So
smart, very smart.
Breaking rules in your own car. Very
yeah,
nice.
Yeah, very nice.
It's very.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Good.
Picture this, a cold winter's night and suddenly no heat. That's exactly what happened to us. But when we called Pascal Air Plumbing and Electric, they were right there. Their pros didn't just fix our heating. they brought back our home's warmth and comfort in no time. Even when our water heater started leaking, Pascal was the first name we thought of. Quick, professional, and so understanding. With Pascal's flexible payment options, we didn't have to worry about a big expense all at once. Now our home is comfortable, and so is our budget. Schedule now at gopascal.com.
On the news of Trevin Brazil coming back to Arkansas next season to play for John Calipari. 866-285-4005. Just received a text from a Hog fan I know. And the first reply was, ugh.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
First reaction. Again, not a fan favorite, but I mean, with your this coaching staff, you're kind of starting from zero, honestly, with him. It's a total project. It's a blank canvas to turn this guy into an effective basketball player again. So, you know, it's a you've got a low baseline here, meaning any kind of improvement will be noticeable, I would imagine.
It just,
you know,
really
what I mean?
Depends on what you're expecting. Is he going to be a 20-minute, you know, a 25-minute, 20-point, 10-rebound guy? Probably not. But can he give you 15 minutes of quality rebounding, defense, shot blocking? I mean, he's a very good shot blocker. We know that. Rim protection is going to be, you know, something that they'll need, and he can certainly do that. He's not going to be asked to do the things that he was doing last year, which was at times carry the load.
Yeah.
I mean, he's just got to stay healthy.
Well,
that to me, that's like the big thing, is he's got to stay healthy. Otherwise, this is just an exercise.
Tom and Rudy doesn't believe he should get all of his NIL money until he proves himself.
Okay.
That's a, I don't know if it works that way, but that is a,
that is definitely not how it works.
Well, that's maybe you get a little honorarium if you.
I'm sure there's a bonus structure.
It's a base salary, and then, yeah, there's incentives. There's escalators in the contract or something like that. BE claims they must be out of Chicken Man money if they've put Trevin Brazil back on the team. So
he said eight players, and, you know, this is, you know, depending on who you believe, this is either eight or nine.
Oh. Yeah.
Look,
Graham in Prairie Grove says he has potential if he does what Coach Cal wants him to and plays the part he's given.
He should be motivated because last year was not a good year. You want to play in a league? He went to the combine. He did all the work up there, and the feedback came back, hey, dude, you're not an NBA player right now. So he should be motivated. And you get a motivated Trevin Brazil for 8 months during the season? Great. Have at it.
You've got to be motivated starting today. Like, it's got to be, you know, you got to have that fire in your belly,
sure,
like, starting now to prove that that's not the kind of player you are when the season comes along, in whatever role it is, whether it's a few minutes, whether, you know, it's a start here or there, or whatever his job is, he's got to hit the ground running with it.
I do think they're in a good spot with him, in that last year you may have had a lack of leadership, not only on the team, but in some cases in the administrative offices. That's not a problem this year. I mean, Cal's probably got a pretty good grip on that. And if he becomes a problem or a distraction or whatever, he probably won't be, A, probably won't play, B, might not even be dressing for games. I think it's a little bit different now with Calipari in charge. There's a respect there for him and what he has accomplished that maybe hasn't existed, honestly, since Nolan was here. I mean, look, I was in school when Nolan was Nolan.
You're right. Yeah,
I was terrified of the man, and I just had to ask him a question.
Well, they haven't had anybody with the acumen as far as basketball that's had that job since Nolan worked
you've
here.
You've said it before. I mean, this job requires a Hall of Famer. Sutton, Richardson.
This is the Calipari. Third one. Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, that when you've got the Hall of Fame pedigree, you got a chance.
Not the Hall of Very Good, the Hall of Fame. And, yeah, he's a Hall of Famer.
Yeah. Hall of Very Good's not going to get it done.
Sutton, Nolan,
mm-hmm.
Calipari. That's what it is.
You go best, Deck.
Okay, very good. Here's the text out of the 870 on this, McLarty Daniel Hotline. Trevin gets to choose. This is his last chance, and he will go to work for Cal. Okay? There you go.
Well,
reaction is coming in. People are fired up about this.
If you get anything out of him, it's a plus. I don't think they're looking at Trevin Brazil and going, this is the guy, this is the linchpin on which this season's going to turn. Trevin Brazil's he's an ancillary piece to all of this. Do you get good Trevin Brazil? Great. If not, you can still survive without him.
Did you, because we're going to have to make some adjustments here. on the fly. Did you get my talking point news?
Yeah, I just haven't had a chance to do it.
All right. All right.
But yes, that will become a regular thing.
In case you have forgotten, Trevin Brazil last season played 25 and a half or so minutes per game. He averaged 8.6 points, 6 boards, and shot 35% from three. Only attempted 68 threes.
He's not a three-point shooter.
He played in 26 and started 23 games for Arkansas.
His game is lurking around the basket, looking for putbacks, stickbacks, you know, playing defense. That's his role.
He's got to be in the do the dirty work business. He's got to be that guy. Got to be in there mixing it up, causing problems, you know, cup checking people on for get rebounds, stuff like that.
I don't know about the cup checking.
Well, you sneak it in there.
No, you don't.
You sneak it in there, they don't see it.
No, Mac Jones does that, and that's not okay.
Needs to be Grayson Allen, pestering people.
No, nobody wants a Grayson Allen.
Pestering people. Needs to be a bother.
Nobody wants that guy.
Needs to be bothering people. 6 boards a game, that's got to be a little bit more.
Boy, you guys really just... All going after Trevin Brazil. It's a happy occasion.
He's not a fan favorite.
He's polarizing.
I told you. He's not a fan favorite.
We've gotten a couple that said, hey, welcome back. It's about 50-50.
Graham says, let's be positive.
Yeah.
I'm positive there are a lot of people that don't like him, Graham. That's what I'm positive about.
He also, but if he goes out and gives you 10 and 10 a night, everybody will love him.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, and if he, if he wins a game for him, if he plays big on one of these big stages they're going to have, Madison Square Garden or whatever, then they'll turn around on him. It's a totally conditional relationship. If they love you, do they don't love you anymore?
Mm-hmm. That's the way it works.
Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, he can do something. That's the news of the moment here that people are talking about on Ruskin and Zach, and we're talking about it here on the old program.
Just got the news in, and everything's good. Everything's great.
Yeah.
But they haven't lost a game yet.
No. I haven't won a game either.
Shh.
Yeah. Here's a text of the 870. Just got in the car. Is TB really coming back? Yes, he is.
Yes, he is.
Yes, he is. The bulletin apparently official. Yes, he is doing that. Yes. So there you go. There's your news. What do you think about it? 866-285-4005. Oklahoma walked off Florida in 8 with a home run.
Boy, that pesky Big 12.
6-5, the final. So it'll be OU in Texas in the women's CWS finals. Starting tomorrow in Oklahoma City.
This is not the first text we've gotten on this today, but Justin has checked in today. Okay, that's enough about sports. Let's talk cheese.
Yes, it is National Cheese Day.
Yep.
And earlier I ranked my top 5 cheeses. And I'm making a change here. Provolone 5, Parmesan 4, Mozzarella 3.
Now, on the Parmesan, are we talking shredded, grated, or are you taking like chunks of Parmesan?
That stuff in the green bottle does not count.
The stuff you shake out.
No.
Okay, that's Parmesan.
Not in your personal record book.
That's not Parmesan to you.
No.
You have to shred it yourself.
That's right. You can buy shredded Parmesan too.
Yes.
No, it doesn't. Mm-mm.
Oh, it's good.
Oh, you got to get the block with the grate.
Yeah.
Okay. No.
Because when you, so I'm thinking specifically of when you make Alfredo sauce.
Yep.
The pre. Store-bought shredded Parmesan has a certain wax on it, so it doesn't melt like it needs to.
Interesting.
So I always buy the block and just shred it.
American 2, Cheddar 1.
You don't love American.
And I would like to put smoked cheddar, if I could, one. Okay.
I've made some changes here. Jack is 1. Velveeta 2.
Not cheese.
It is cheese.
No, it is.
Cheese in my book. You know what? You have your list. I have
cheese
mine.
Cheese adjacent.
American is 3. Colby Jack 4. Cheddar 5.
Well, I mean, if we're going to put things that aren't cheese on the top 5 cheese list,
let's put cheese.
Let's put cough medicine on
when
there.
When I make
bubble
my,
gum.
When I put my
it's anarchy.
When I make cheese dip, I use Velveeta.
This is lawlessness.
The whole world is lawless.
I know, but still. Can we have some law and order here?
Also, the newly condensed small block of Velveeta, that's a big no.
What about the Kraft singles? You like those?
I do like Kraft singles.
Oh, those are very handy.
But they're very expensive.
Oh, are they?
They are. They're
you get incredible. The generic?
Yeah. It's the same stuff.
Where do you come down on Sargento? They are
I
the
do
cheese
like
people.
I like Sargento. Stuff. Yeah, that's not bad.
What do you put on the grilled cheeses, DQ, when you put them in the, whatever you call it, the oven?
So I shred my cheese for grilled cheese because it just makes the, it just melts
the cheese.
Not cut,
but shred.
Yeah. So I've been using Gouda and mild cheddar. And I mix them.
Okay.
Wow.
Last night I made one where it was mild cheddar and mozzarella.
We're in a unique spot here in Northwest Arkansas because we got Vendorville right up the road. For you guys in Vendorville, especially the folks from like General Mills and the cereal companies, there are those of us that buy cereal that don't need the family fun size pack.
Oh, yeah.
A box of cereal like that will last me 8 months.
Yeah.
I don't need that. I make the single man box of cereal. You don't have to make a big run of it.
The single man
box. The single man box is about a half of like a normal box.
Right.
That will last me 2 weeks.
Okay.
I went to go get some cereal the other day that my daughter and I both like, and all they had was this 9-pound box, the family fun size. Cinnamon Toast Crunch, by the way. And I could not find a regular size box. They don't make things for my particular genre. Everything is family sized, economy sized. I don't need 7 pounds of peanut butter. No, I just need one little jar, like a half jar.
Yeah. Well, you can still get the peanut butter in a reasonable size.
Yes, but I need half of your reasonable size. Half of that will last me a month.
Okay. Well, then you two months.
That stuff doesn't bother me because that can sit on the shelf for a while. But I do agree with you on there just needs to be single person sizes of perishable items. Like I don't go through a half a gallon of milk, but I go through more than just the little the baby gallon.
3/4 of a gallon of milk would be the
perfect
size.
I need that, yeah.
3/4 of a gallon because
I waste milk every time I buy it.
Right. We are a very underrepresented group of people.
So wait, you want normal size cereal boxes and a 3/4 gallon jug of milk.
I don't have any beef with things that can sit on the shelf. That's fine. It's things that expire like quickly.
You know what? I'd be willing to trade off on that.
Because
a 3/4 gallon thing of milk is perfect.
Why can't we get a half a loaf of bread?
Exactly.
I want a half a loaf of bread.
Like we go through a lot of milk, egg, cheese, you know, that kind of stuff. A half a loaf of bread would be great. But that doesn't make any sense because the hot dog makers got together with the bun makers. The hot dogs are going to get the 8. And
it's a racket.
Yeah, it is a racket.
It's a total racket. Yeah.
I'm standing in the cereal aisle going, guys, I don't need a box that weighs 8 pounds. I just need the single man size. Please.
Here's a hot take on the McLardino hotline. Cereal in the bag is better than cereal in the box.
I've poured milk into a cereal bag.
I don't think that's what that texter meant.
I think he's saying
the cheap stuff
is as good as the name brand.
I said what I said. I've poured the milk into the bag and eaten the cereal out of the bag.
My take about Fruity Dino Bites stands.
Fruity Dino Bites?
Yeah, versus Fruity Pebbles.
I don't know. I'm an elitist. I've never bought off-brand cereal. I've always been able to scrape together $3 to get Cap'n Crunch.
Well, it's not $3 anymore because
$5,
all they have now is the family fun size, is $9.
You know what I revisited recently? Apple Jacks. Not as good as I remember. They're really not.
No, I
love Fruit Loops. Fruit Loops are as good as
Apple
I remember.
Apple Jacks aren't as big as they used to be either. They're smaller.
Oh, they're messing with
Bob
them.
Bob and Branson's texting, between the three of you, y'all make life sound hard.
Oh, it is quite hard.
Yeah, here's somebody saying, preach it, brother. Yes. It is, you can tell because like single guys will get into the cereal aisle. We'll get in there and we're all frustrated because we don't need the box that's 4 feet tall by 3 feet wide.
That's right.
And I understand. Some of you got like 27 kids you got to feed. I get it.
Yeah.
But I don't need that.
Yeah.
I need the smaller version. Just the single serving version is fine.
Right.
That'd be great. Like those cups. That's what I've resorted to is getting like the cups. You just pour the milk in the cup, like the plastic cups. You pour it in there, and boom, you're done.
The variety pack?
Yeah.
Oh, no, you can buy the individual cups. But the variety pack, it's amazing. I don't know how they do this. But in every variety pack of cereal or chips, there's always one or two that nobody wants. You know what I mean?
Yeah, oh, my God.
Always.
Yeah,
okay.
Cool
always.
Ranch Doritos.
I like the ranch.
I don't like those.
like those, like the 18-pack of the chips.
Yeah.
There's always the one, the Funyuns. Yeah.
Oh,
right.
I like Funyuns.
Yeah, that's right.
See,
yeah.
You like the Funyuns. Right. We don't.
But I don't think I'd eat them at like a social setting.
Or you get the cereal variety pack just, and you're like, Cinnamon Toast Crunch, good.
Good.
Cap'n Crunch, good. Fruit
Cheerios.
Loops, good. Corn Pops, oh.
I like Corn Pops.
Frosted Flakes, good.
Yeah, and then they'll put in a like a box of Total.
Total.
Like, what's this
frosted
doing in here?
Shredded wheat or
yeah,
whatever.
Something like that. Yeah, frosted shredded wheat. That's putting sugar on wicker.
Not wicker, sugar. Oh my goodness. All right.
Where the
all
hell
of this started with the National Cheese Day, by the way. Now we're on cereal somehow.
Yeah,
I don't know how that happened.
The grocery store is a very confusing place for people like me.
Yeah.
Because I love to eat and everything looks good.
Yeah.
But I'm getting to the point where it's like, I don't need this.
Mm-mm. No.
I don't need the family pack of whatever. I need single person size.
You need to just get those little bowls.
I'm telling
load
you.
Load them up.
If somebody would start a store that sold single person stuff, single serve.
That's probably why they went to the individual bowl because, or those little mm-hmm. packets, because they didn't want to do the small boxes. So they wanted to do big boxes. And if you, need less than just buy five of those little bowls.
Text out the 870. Form a single man's coalition and meet up in the parking lot with your gallon Ziplocs and split the box at the cost. That is brilliant.
There's an idea right
that
there.
That is brilliant.
That's right.
Every Wednesday, 6:30. All right. If you're with me, text in. We'll do it.
All right.
We'll go buy the family size. We'll split it.
Single
four
man
ways.
Coalition.
Yes. Megan in Fort Smith says she likes sugared wicker.
Okay. Well, let's. Okay.
Where do we come down on Golden Grahams? I love them.
I never. See, I liked what I liked, and I never got into the Golden Grahams. Mm. I know you don't like Kix. Remember those?
Oh.
Yeah.
It's like chewing on like seat cushions.
Yeah. Kid tested, mom approved, right? Wasn't that Kix?
He's eating Funyun crumbs out of his beard. That's disgusting.
That is that's an image. Okay, thank you, VE. All right,
Russell in Mountain Home has sugar on wicker is the auto the automatic square on his bingo card.
No, again, y'all don't know how bingo works. The free space just says free space.
This is how we weed out the frauds.
Oh man, you've never played bingo? Come on, how do you not know this?
Abner is in heaven. We've got cereal and cheese talk in one second.
Oh, what a beautiful day! This is we got to pace ourselves. It's still. Yeah. What did the guy say at the top of the hour? 80-some-odd days?
Something like 86.
86 days? We got a long way to go, fellas.
You're listening to the Ruskin and Zach podcast brought to you by United Roofing and Waterproofing. Here to help with all your residential and commercial roofing needs. Call Joey and his team at 479-312-7369 or check them out online at unitedrw.com. Join the local conversation on the McLarty Daniel Hotline, 866-285-4005. McLarty Daniel, a vehicle for every lifestyle.
Welcome to McLarty Daniel Country.
With six giant locations and over 3,000 vehicles, Northwest Arkansas is McLarty Daniel Country. Stop by one of our showrooms today to shop our full lineup of cars, trucks, and SUVs.
McLarty Daniel is proud to be your premier automotive destination.
Need service? We work on all makes and models 6 days a week. Plus, our full-service collision center can repair anything, from a minor ding to a major collision. Have you visited McLarty Daniel Country?
Visit us online at McLartyDaniel.com.
We read the text. We haven't figured out an artificial voice to read the texts for us. So remember, we're not saying this stuff. The people are, okay? Just remember that. Because people don't call in these shows anymore. They're lazy. So they don't do it.
Well, maybe they're at work. It's 4:37. Maybe they're at work.
Nah, go home. Who cares? Who's going to notice? 22 minutes early? Who cares?
For a guy who rolls in here at 12:30 today.
You're right.
Okay.
I did.
I don't know that you're...
I had to run to the recycling place again. One more cardboard.
Okay, rid of another body, huh? Was a mannequin in the trunk this time?
No. The boxes, the patio furniture came in.
I never did get a thank you, by the way. What?
A thank you for what?
I sent your gift arrived. I got the notification. Your bride said thank you.
It's on the way.
Your bride said thank you.
It's on the way.
I see you every day.
I put it in the mailbox today.
I don't need a card. You could have said, hey, thanks.
Okay, listen.
Or, you could have even given
here's
me
a
thumbs up. A head bob.
You know what? I bring you, I hand deliver the invitation to the wedding.
I felt very
you, you bitch and moan. Yeah, I didn't get it in the mail like everybody else.
I did.
I mail you.
I did.
a thank you card.
Yep.
You bitch and moan because I didn't hand deliver the thank you card.
I did.
What do you want?
I don't know.
What do you want?
I have no idea.
My God, man. anyway, the texts are coming in.
Is it a form letter?
No. She writes all the thank you notes, and I sign my name at the end. It's a great system for me.
DQ even gave you the side eye on that one.
What?
Really?
Yeah. And I put them in the mailbox.
I mean, you even sit with her while she writes them?
Yeah, I sit there.
While she writes every one of them?
Most of them. Sometimes
Mine?
I'm not
Does
there.
Does she write them on the kitchen table?
Sitting in a bed.
Sitting in the bed.
Oh, okay.
Oh yeah, you're definitely not there.
I have a cot in the corner.
Yeah,
it's
you
fine.
Do. Yeah, you have a little day
bed
at the
end. The futon
that's,
thing?
He's got a little day bed at the end of the bed
that's
that
right,
he lays on.
Yeah.
You know, Jan needs her space, you know.
See, I get that. I get that.
Dinner Party.
That's
one
right.
of the greatest sitcom episodes ever made.
I didn't think it's not the funniest episode. It's okay.
Oh,
it's fine.
You're wrong. You're
it's
incorrect.
Fine.
You're wrong.
It's fine.
No opinion.
I thought the episode when they played basketball in the warehouse
that's
was funny.
That's very good.
I thought that was a funnier episode.
Defense.
I thought that was a better episode.
All right. Here are some of the texts coming in here.
You know what? Second attorney's right. He and I are having a discussion about whether or not DJ Wagner is official because he's not on the school website.
Right.
Now, he announced like a week ago.
Yeah.
I'll see Cal at Mass on Sunday.
Yeah,
I'll just ask him.
He's there every day, apparently.
Yeah, I know.
Go ask him.
I'll catch up with him.
There you go. Very good. Have we ever had a coach this religious in school history? This is something of note, I think, right? He's pretty devout, John
it
Calipari.
It depends on what you're worshiping.
It's admirable.
It depends on what you're worshiping. It was a bottle of Tito's? No.
Not nice.
There have been two coaches that lived on Dixon Street, Bielema and Calipari. I mean, that's
you know that one.
That's right. So I don't know. I respect it. I respect it a lot. He could just phone it in, but he still goes and does the stuff.
He can't slip in the side door and leave early. You just can't do that.
Well, that's what he does.
I know.
So that doesn't count?
No, it counts.
Okay, all right. Let's see here. Here's a text from Sue in Hot Springs Village.
Boy.
What up, Sue? How are things in the village? You know you got to know somebody to get in the village.
Oh, yeah.
They will shut you down at the gate.
Yes, they will.
Things are proper in Hot Springs Village. All of our communities need to be like this. Oh, you're going where? Oh, sorry, not on the list. Sorry. Great.
Says the guy that lives in a gated community.
That's right.
Yep.
You're not on the list. Here is what Sue says. Any player that quits on a team should not be allowed back. Muss and fans welcome Devo back 2 years in a row when he quit and was... And I was totally against that, Sue writes. Trevor Brazil quit on the team before season over. I think the walk-on player who was the only team member at Coach Cal's presser should be the ninth player. If Trevor Brazil isn't played, he will quit again on the team. Are we down to line and just needed bodies? He's only in it for himself. And then Sue goes all caps. Bad, bad development. Very disappointed.
Oh.
Sue in Hot Springs Village going all caps on the McLarty Daniel hotline here on Ruskin and Zach. There you go. Okay. Sue has made the development here, and we are not here to shame. If you are not happy about this, that's fine. If you are happy about this, that's okay too.
There's no right or
wrong. I'm not going to tell you what to think about this. I don't like when people, this is a classic example of one of those cases. And you listen, perhaps in the morning, when the bully pulpit takes over and tries to make you think the way that you're supposed to think, don't buy into it, all right? Don't buy into the bully pulpit. You feel however you want to feel about this. It's okay.
You be safe in your feelings.
That's right. Protect your peace.
Boy, we...
But you know what's going to happen,
we throw
right?
We that around a lot.
You know what's going to happen.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
That's what's going to happen. Yeah. So there you go. Bill says he didn't quit. Now... I am the in-between as Bill and Sue have a text battle with each other, and they don't have it.
Yes, we'll
give them their numbers.
We'll exchange numbers.
That's
y'all
right.
Have at it.
Yeah, y'all sort this out right. Amongst yourselves, all right? I don't have time to be the middle
Doug
person.
Doug in Mount Holmes says he thinks it's a massive signing. His ceiling is as high as anyone in the country. Pump the brakes. He has a lot to prove.
I've never understood the high ceiling thing. What does that mean?
It means you could develop into a really, really, really good player.
Okay. All right.
He's
Because I was always a low ceiling guy, so I don't.
Yes,
I had ceilings like a church
with
gym.
With you, it wasn't about the ceiling; it was about where was the floor.
Right. Yeah, that's where I hung out on the floor, eating pie off the floor, all that stuff. Yeah, that's right. Robert and Fort Smith's on the McLarty Daniel Hotline. Hi, Robert.
Hey guys, yesterday I didn't get to chime in yesterday.
Yes.
So yeah. But on the baseball thing, I don't want Van Horn fired, but I do. You were talking about Hermans and getting Hermans, and we end up getting bologna sandwiches. I feel like if we would get some bologna sandwiches during the season and not host, we do a lot better because you don't have 15,000 fans blowing your head up and you know, all over the state, how great we are. You're going to go into territory that's not familiar to you, and I just feel like we fight different. Because we don't have that big A, you know, in Fayetteville, and you know, and I just wish we would start going on the road a little bit, maybe in these regionals, and see how we do. So I think we do better.
Well, that worked 2 years ago. They went to Stillwater and they went to Chapel Hill and won with a walk off to get to the College World Series. That is a and you know they you hear the clip every day on halftime when Dave said we're going to get one on someone else's field. And it worked for that team, mm-hmm. And it might work again. It's different on the road because, you know, it's the party that is the travel party and maybe a few fans, and that's about it. There's not thousands of fans that went to Chapel Hill,
or even
to Stillwater for that matter.
They can't get thousands of fans in Chapel Hill.
No, that's right. Yeah, the ballpark has a lower seating capacity than the studio. So yeah, it is different, and it's a different challenge. They have had, though, I think it's important to remember that they have had success in the postseason before. You know, they have done that before. And yesterday, somebody was wrong on Missouri State, saying Missouri State beat them in the Supers in 17. No, they beat them in the regional in 17. That was the game that was on at 3 in the morning with the rain and all that stuff. That was a regional. So people got that wrong. They had they beat in the Super Regional against Missouri State, which I think was 15. They beat them in a Baumwalker Stadium. So they've had success there, but, you know, in 09, in Florida State against Buster Posey, they got the walk-off win to go to the College World Series. So it's happened both ways, but the last 2 years, there hasn't been much of a home field advantage for Arkansas with baseball. That's true. Let's see here. All right, more stuff is going on. Bob says the humidity is out of control outside.
Is it humid outside?
DQ, step outside. Check the humidity.
79 baseball degrees right now.
Would you just tell if it's... just let me know if it's humid outside. This will affect my plans later today.
74% relative humidity.
That would be humid, right?
That is sticky. Yeah.
Sticky.
Yeah, not okay. Sticky. Sticky.
Sticky.
The dew point is 69. Which
I don't
is
know
not,
what that means.
That's not comfortable.
What's the wet bulb temperature?
The wet bulb is, I don't know.
It sounds dirty, but it isn't. That's meteorological term.
That, the wet bulb tells you whether or not you're going to practice outside or not during football.
100%
training
camp. Correct.
Yeah, because if the wet bulb is above a certain number, you got to be inside.
That number is 96, I believe.
96?
I think so. DQ, is it sticky outside?
Yeah.
It's not that bad.
Okay.
Okay.
Bob, you're wrong.
Well, maybe it's more humid in Branson. You know, they're near water. Waterfront property.
That could be, yes.
Humid on the lakes. Maybe that's what it is. Let's see here. Dan in Mount Ida has text in here. Boy, all we do is read text. Isn't this great?
It's what we're supposed to do.
We don't talk. We just
read
the text.
No, you just read the text. They do the talking for us.
With the NIL, college sports has gone from developing talent to collecting it.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Scott says go Oilers. Hey,
we're all Oilers fans now.
With the recent changes to the content rules on X,
go Oilers!
You can now put nudes on there. If you search Edmonton Oilers, the first thing that comes up, you will. You don't do it in your office at work or with the kids around. All right, I'll just leave it at that.
I scored with a Michigan girl once doing that. It was pretty good.
An Edmonton girl. But yeah, the very first video on how many times has this thing been seen?
I'm sure a lot.
It's let's see here, 2.4 million impressions.
Enjoy the pleasure of an Arkansas win, right? And pleasuring yourself to that win, man.
I'm rooting for Edmonton.
Oh yeah.
Screw Florida.
We're all Edmonton fans.
I'm rooting for Edmonton. Yeah. Florida can't top that. All their fans are living in Boca, and they're 95 years old. You don't want to see that. Oh. I should explain for the people who don't have X.
Please don't. Please don't.
There's a very...
Oh, my God. Please don't.
The video that's been seen over 2.5 million times is a jubilant Oilers fan, female, who was giving the crowd a bit of a peep show, let's just say. So... That's what people are crusty from Harrison. Great video. Thank you for that, Will. What a great afternoon this is now. Grant has it on a continuous loop. 66. Hey, this is legal now. It's
legal on X.
Elon declared it. This is legal now. DQ, don't watch this video.
Yeah, don't watch the video.
It's not for young eyes.
Okay.
Well, there you go. Game one Saturday night in the Stanley Cup final between Edmonton and the Florida Panthers. So then maybe she'll get to sing the anthem. Both of them. I don't know. Game one's in Florida, though. So she wouldn't be there till game three. So just keep that in mind.
Thank you.
Thank you for attending my TED Talk.
Thank you for everything.
On the flasher at the Oilers game, all right?
I think I speak for the entire Western world when I say that I hope Edmonton scores 25 goals a game.
If that can't inspire Connor McDavid, what can, honestly? I mean, seriously.
Hockey's ratings are going up.
Through the roof.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. Violence and nudity? Yes! Count me in!
Chris from Nashville says, thank you. My six-year-old wants to see now.
And you guys made fun of hockey. You made fun of hockey.
Hockey
look,
delivered.
Look what hockey's got. What do you got? Nothing. That's what you got. All right.
Game one is when?
Saturday night.
All right, boys, we're going to have to hold out till Saturday. Hang on,
but it's
boys.
In Florida.
Is it?
Game three's in. I
really?
Just said all of this, but you don't listen. I'm not offended.
That, yeah. Please don't. You cannot possibly.
I'm not offended. That's right.
Do you think she got like a visa into the States? Gets right. to go to the game because nobody's going to the game in Florida.
In Sunrise,
yeah.
Where do they have? You know, Lebatard's talked about this. So the Panthers don't play in Miami anymore. They play in Sunrise, which is like, I guess, near a mall. Like, if they win, like, where's the parade? In the mall? Like, you can't go down Biscayne Boulevard in Miami.
No,
that's totally phony.
They'll do it out at Joe Robbie Stadium in the parking lot.
They go around,
the
F1 track?
Mm-hmm. Why not? 3 miles long.
Like, where do they have the parade at?
Right there. What Jersey does.
Yes, we're going to go around the swamp and the mall and end up at the arena.
Sounds good to me.
that's right. Here's a text that we should read the iPhone instructional manual. This phone is complete crap.
He was struggling to get the Hit That Line Now app. I didn't think it was that hard.
Okay,
I did it.
I don't know who this is, but he just bought an extra iPhone, and he wanted our app, and he is a Samsung man and does not like the iPhone, although he says it has a nice speaker. I don't know. I find it very easy to blow out the speaker on the iPhone. I don't think it has a very good speaker.
Maybe you turn it down.
You know, if you play one Pearl Jam song, everything else is...
once again, maybe we turn it down.
Mm-hmm. I don't lie. I play it loud.
Okay.
That's how I roll.
Do you play music just straight off your phone?
I have. Not very often.
Okay.
What kind of weirdo does that?
I don't know.
Nobody wants to listen to your music. Put your phones in.
No, I do when I'm out. I mean, but if I'm at home and like I've got, I'm folding laundry or whatever, I'll put some music on.
Put some music on
do
your
you not
phone?
Have an Alexa?
Yeah. What's wrong with you?
It doesn't.
Well, don't
it doesn't
say
work.
It like
what
that.
What do you mean it doesn't work?
Alexa doesn't work.
How does Alexa?
It's
not
complete
work?
Crap.
I have three of them, and they all work fine.
Yeah, they're spying on you too.
Okay,
they're spying on you.
I can tell you this: if Alexa's spying on me, Alexa goes to sleep. Because my life is that boring.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yep. That's what you're getting into.
Okay.
Some spying stuff.
It's gonna hear me yelling at the TV.
That's right. Yeah. Kevin in Prairie Grove claims the baseball team needed a video like that to fire them up the other day. Now, that could have helped.
Scott asking if our friend got a burner.
Not right now. We don't ask those kinds of questions here.
Those are questions we don't want to know.
That's your business, not ours.
No. That makes us a witness. Boy.
This podcast has been presented by Bet Online.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.